everyone, it's Ash Ketchum, and you're listening to Hypeable.com's PokeChat. So download, comment, and subscribe. Gotta catch them all, right?
Right, we are live for PokeChat. Episode number 30. Are we at 34 or 35 right now, guys?
I think 35.
Yeah, sweet. We're rocking and rolling.
That's the episode.
I'm impressed. I think that we've done a lot of hard work so far on PokeChat, and it's just is great to see us all come together for our episodes still with the same enthusiasm that we started off with. And we are going to talk about Pokemon XY up to the fourth gym today too, which is kind of fun because there is the showing of one of my favorite Pokemon. If anyone has followed PokeChat before, and you guys would know exactly what I'm talking about just from me saying that. Awesome. So we have a lot of fun stuff to talk about per usual, but I think that this gym, playing up to this gym, was kind of quick, short, sweet, and to the point, if I had to put it any other way.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I couldn't they have put half of this stuff this time. I was saying, like, why didn't they put, like, half of this stuff between this the third gym and the fourth gym instead of, like, shoving it all between the first and the second gym?
I agree. It was kind of silly. It was just like, you know, up until the second gym, they're like, we're going to make you do all the things. And I was like, why?
Pokey
okay,
logic.
So starting off in Route 12, you are at Forage Road, and Serena gives you the HM03 Surf right then and there. She just gives it to you, and that's usually what happens with important HMs like Flyer Surf. You also get a free level 30 Lapras. Hello. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's my kind of game. And the reason that's so exciting for me is because I'm the biggest fan of Lapras. It is my all-time favorite water ice type, or of either of those types. And if I'm not getting this wrong, it is the only water ice type out there, which is a
incorrect. Cloyster is also water ice type.
Got it. So, I mean, that's why we keep Arceus on, guys. I mean, you gotta do something with that.
That was terrible, but funny.
But I super duper quadruple uber enjoy my Lapras, which is why it's my host, like the host on the album art, I say, because it's in the middle of the album art for PokeChat, is the Lapras, because it's, you know, it's all focused on me. I'm so, yeah.
Oh. So that's how it is.
So yeah, you have a Lapras surfing sprite for Lapras, and I didn't surf with any others. I need someone else who has. So Simon, did you fool around with surfing around as another Pokemon?
Yeah, I was surfing with my Semipore.
And how was it?
What was
the sprite?
Fine.
It's just a little dark circle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so going back to little dark circles for everything, but basically Lapras. All right, well, yeah, it's because they love me so much, and they wanted to give me that. So thank you. I appreciate that, Game Freak. Okay, so if you're surfing around on Lapras in this water, you're basically going to find a whole Pikaton of Tentacool, which is not cool.
No.
I mean, they have, like, water type. They even say it in-game. They're like, water types are the most popular type. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I got that. So why am I just seeing Tentacool everywhere? Where's the originality? Like, why is no one trying harder in Game Freak to just, like, pop in a couple of Remoraid every once in a while, Cloysters? Like, that's fine, you know? It's very easy. Nothing. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's almost like they feel they're obliged to make a Zubat Cave and a Tentacool water. It just doesn't make any sense. Devin,
well,
were you kinda,
kind of
like, torqued by this?
I'm saying, like, in water, there's usually, like, a ton of jellyfish, so, like, real water. I mean, that's really only the ocean, but still, it's like they decided to make that a thing in Pokemon instead of, like, instead of spamming, like, regular fish. Like, Magikarp and stuff. Instead, you have to fish them all off. So.
Well, they do tend to kind of keep Magikarp not extremely accessible. Well, they like making you put a little bit of effort into it, you know. So I think that it makes sense to me that Magikarp isn't like hanging out around. And that's a good point about jellyfish, honestly. Devin, are you frustrated about there being the whole ton of tentacle everywhere?
It just makes it so I throw a rappel on and I just go as fast as I can. So like with like grass, I'll hang out for a little bit, see what I can like maybe find, maybe a rare one. But other than that, with like water, it's like, oh, tentacle, okay, max repel, and I'm leaving. Like, I don't stick around. I just go. Like, if I would have seen a Goldeen or like a Poliwag, I'd be like, yeah, I'm staying. But the second I see a tentacle, I'm like, bye. Max repel. Goodbye.
That's funny. And Samad, I'm sure you're using your Flash HM everywhere you go, right?
I actually prefer using repels, but I don't use them too often, only when I just can't be bothered.
It's probably a little bit easier. Well, do you reach like a certain amount of steps where Flash is just like, you reach too many steps, I'm not going to work anymore? Or does it just like peter off and you know when you've caught your first encounter?
As far as I know, doesn't wear out, but I haven't used it that much, so... Mm-hmm.
The whole repel thing is nice, where if, once it ends, it tells you, and then you can apply one right like, then and there. Instead of
definitely.
Yes, that is awesome. It's like when I'm doing like my shiny hunting, and I've got the Poké Radar, this is kind of endgame stuff, but still, it's like when I'm doing this, and it's like, max repel wore off. Would you like to use another? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, like the little pop-up menu that they've introduced in Gen 5. That was really nice, so I'm glad they kept that in. And of some things that they didn't keep in, I'm glad that, you know, they thought to keep the repel renewer right there.
I think there is a ranch
sitting around in this area called Ba de Mer Ranch, which is a strong reference to the goat-like Pokemon Skiddo that are hanging out in it. If you walk around, there is a house where a girl will give you TM45 Attract, which is, I'd say, fairly helpful off the top of my head for meta. Ariel, I'm sure you could attest to that because it does quite a lot of...
It's not reliable. Nope. It's too unreliable. I mean, if you know your opponent only uses, like, male Pokemon, you can slap it on a female Pokemon, but seriously, you know your opponent's gonna have, like, half and half, and then it's like, if you've got a female Pokemon versus another female Pokemon, you're left with essentially three moves to work with.
Right, exactly. And then they could always do what I had to do recently for, I think, like, the Emolga battle in the Sky Battles, and I kept getting a Attract done on me, but I had a Destiny Knot attached to like my Sigilyph or something, so it helps me out too. So someone can easily counter it with that if they can anticipate you doing that to them too. So maybe that's why Attract isn't too hot. And it's kind of funny. And then right here you can ride Skiddo, but not on like an automated track like you could in Lumio City. You are able to ride it around within the ranch. So here you can jump over ledges and you can ride very fast, much faster than that Rhyhorn that you had to ride getting to that glimmering cave. But you cannot leave the ranch, unfortunately. So I think a lot of us thought that originally you were going to be able to just go and free roam on riding Pokemon, but that doesn't seem to be the case so far, unfortunately. And also, if you have it on your party, there's no reports of getting an HM ride or anything that you can use to ride around on it. So that's that. I guess that they tried to not break the game, and they tried to save themselves some programming, which I understand. Like, you know, adding in a different way of walking, I'm sure would have been a lot of work to add that into the game. So I appreciate that at least get some kind of riding Pokemon areas. Those are fun. I'm liking those. We jump off into Azure Bay, which is a little bit too big for my tastes. When I say a little bit too big, I mean it's just like it's stupid close up on you in with the camera, and you can't tell where you're going because you're just surfing in water. You're like, where is it? I don't understand. Where's the land? Don't know.
There's like one part where they zoom out and you can see the sea spirits then, though.
Yeah, you're right. You get like one good moment where you can actually see what's going on. Other than that, I'm just like, oh my god. Like my little Lapras is like right like here. This is like the equivalent of the camera. It's like, yeah. I can't see what's going on. I see this much of my map around me. Pretty frustrating stuff. Devin, how are you combating all these tentacool and this horrible camera at this area?
I didn't even really venture over to the Bay Area. I just kind of went straight across. That's all I did. I went back there later, but I just to battle a couple trainers and hang out. But there's nothing much really over there from what I've read until you beat the game when, like, the legendary birds start coming into play.
Post-game. Yeah. Let's keep that down. Come on, guys.
Oh, I haven't even played. I don't even know. I just read that.
Still. Savan, what are you doing over in Azure Bay? Did you go right off to it, or did you do what Devin did and you skipped it?
Yeah, I was. I'm with Devin on that one. I did the exact same thing. But I think with Pokemon X and Y, I think they were really focusing on the mechanics. And for the next game, they'll probably perfect quite a lot of things. So, like, the difficulty balance will probably be better and just certain things.
Okay, I get that. Well, I think in general that the Azure Bay area could have been a little bit better, if not from the camera, but also from more trainers, because I was expecting to be surfing around to actually find some tough battles. I found two sky battles, which was neat, but that was the majority of anything that was tough. Those other trainers were nothing, and I know that I could tell, without Devin spoiling us, that there was going to be something to do with the legendary in these games, because it's just too conspicuous to not have that happen, you know? Like, Pokemon isn't just, like, set up a blank cave for nothing. Like, you're going to go in post-game, and you're going to find a legendary there. Or, like, in, oh, wasn't it Gen 4, I think, when you found, like, those three lake spirits inside of caves that were previously unoccupied and stuff, so...
I think that was Gen 3, actually, with the golem Pokemon, Regirock, Registeel, and Regice. Yeah, the dude this whole
thing. No, I wasn't even thinking of those. I was thinking of, like, the mess spirit ones.
Thundurus and stuff?
No, not Thundurus. That's in Gen 5. I'm thinking Gen 4.
Ew, I don't know then.
It's like, I don't know. I think one of them is, like, A-X-I-E, Axie or something?
Uxie,
yeah.
You
yeah, those guys.
Adelphin Mesprit.
Right. Yeah, those guys are the ones I'm talking about. That's what it reminds me of, to see that blank cave. Yeah.
Well, okay. Mesprit ran around for, like, Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, kind of a jerk. Okay, so there is one trainer that mentions having come from Hoenn, which I thought was pretty fun. It was nice to get another shout-out to Hoenn. We give a lot of shout-outs to Hoenn. It's almost like they want to, like, slightly tease you for the remakes, but not give it to you. And they want to be like, oh, well, we acknowledge that Hoenn happened. We acknowledge that it was popular. But we really aren't going to give you a remake. So here, this is all you get. You get some trainers from Hoenn. And they're not even going to use Hoenn Pokemon. I'm like, huh? It was strange. Yeah, I think that guy was like he was using two Hoenn or something, and then one Kalos, and I was like, "Where did you get that thing? Like, how'd you have time to train that up to the other ones?"
Well, he didn't catch it like wherever. So yeah.
So as you're surfing around in Azure Bay, a man on a sandbar will give you Ampharos Right. Ampharosite. Ampharos, lots of syllables that don't make sense to pronounce. The thing that makes Ampharos mega evolve in battle. Random guy to give you that. I'm sure a lot of people had to look that up online, because I'm sure a lot of people skipped Azure Bay. Yeah, so other than that, I was just pretty frustrated in Azure Bay. I was done with it pretty quick, and I knew that I was never going to travel back there, even if it was for a legendary. I was just like, you know, this place is just too sprawling. It's just unpleasant whatsoever. I don't enjoy anything of it. So, did you guys have any issue teaching a Pokemon Surf or anything, or
did you guys
do what I did and basically teach your normal the water type in your team if you have one Surf because it's such a strong move, Aria?
I had a problem because I didn't have a water type on my team. I had to go out of my way, find a water type, and teach that Surf. So, yeah.
So you chose Bulbasaur for your second starter?
I did.
I get you. Oh, okay, well, interesting enough, I didn't even say this. I did get my Blastoise. I have Blastoise and Night and all that business. Like, I could do my Mega... I didn't want Blastoise. I was done. I was like, you know what? Lapras is going to trump Blastoise for me because of its dual typing and because its sprite in the world is so much more adorable. And it's... I'd like to say... I don't know off the top of my head. But I'd like to say I'm just making these rash assumptions that are going to absolutely be wrong, but that's what we have Arceus for. I'd like to say that Lapras has a higher health stat than the Blastoise. I think so. From what I've seen.
I think so.
I feel like its speed might be what hinders it compared to Blastoise.
It does. It really does. But its ice typing, I think, is just so kick-pika. It's so good.
But it adds, like, a bunch more weaknesses. Like, you have a weakness to fighting now. You're not resisting water anymore. It does normal damage. Or, not water. What am I saying? Quadruple resist water. Fire! That's what I mean. You don't have a resistance to fire anymore.
Yeah, that's a fair argument for why Lapras wouldn't be good at typing. I agree. I find that it hits enough of the very odd types that don't show up too often, or they're very specific. And that's why I like ice so much, because it hits ones that are, like I said, they're odd, but they're not necessarily uncommon. Like, I feel like it's hard to find too many rock moves, that are strong from the beginning, but ice moves, I never have an issue finding a strong one, and that is always able to combat flying, because that's where I was going with that. So that, for instance, works really well to my benefit. And, of course, dragon is really awesome for that, but, I mean, fairy kind of helps out with that, too, now, because fairy's there to balance out that, you know, obviously overused type in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, series. Like, you can have Sylveon by the third gym, so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, you could.
I love Sylveon.
So did we miss the part where you catch Eevee in the wild? Because I didn't have that happen to me. And I
yeah, yeah that, that was, like, right next to the second gym.
Really?
Yeah.
That, like, weird rock Root town right before that one.
Yeah, Menhir Road or whatever it was called, Root Town.
Right, there were basically, like, Stonehenge, random large stone hedges everywhere. It was probably one of the rare Pokemon in that grass.
Extremely. It took me like an hour to find my girlfriend a female Eevee.
Really?
Ever to find a female Eevee.
It wasn't that hard for me.
My first one wasn't that hard.
I found a female Eevee on my first try.
So did I. For mine, and then I was going to breed her one, and I was like, I'll just catch it. And then it took me a long time to catch it.
You're funny. So, well, there you go. You can get your Sylveon, and you can fight off all those dragon types. No ice types needed for everyone else. I mean, I just think Lapras is cute, too, so that helps me. That's why I'm all for it. Sweet. So if you skipped over Azure Bay, as you probably could, honestly, like, listen to our playthrough if you haven't gotten that far somehow, if you're, like, really, like, staying late in the game, because there's no point to go to this place. There really wasn't, unless you're really into Ampharos. I mean, obviously you can train here, but, you know. You jump into Cormorinne City, and here, Serena invites you to a battle in front of the gym. I thought it was pretty polite of her to warn you for once. She calls you and your Holocaster to do this. It was just sweet that a character wasn't just like, I'm your rival, you fight me now! To me, it was just like, ah, finally, at least I know to heal before I walk in that area of the town, because before I would have, any other gen, I would have just, you know, explored the town, walked around, and hit that battle when I was, like, half-health and tired from all those tentacle or something, right?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what the whole friendship thing is about this time, though. It's like, these guys are your friends. They're not they are your rivals, but they're not, like, out for your blood, so they're going to give you a fair warning.
Definitely. And, well, that's what I feel like a lot of Gen 5 was, too, because Bianca was just, like, so obnoxiously friendly, but she was pretty tough sometimes. She still got me in some battles, and she surprised me in battles, too. But this gen, they're just like, no, we don't need to surprise you anymore. You're just going to get a nice, fair warning, because everyone wants a fair warning, don't they, in life? I was like, all right, here we go. We're battling Serena soon. Cool. There is the stand that sells incenses here. There are a lot of great held items from these incenses. I remember that I got the second amulet coin here. It's not called amulet coin, but it's like luck incense or something.
Yeah,
and I had this is once again something really good for meta, because I know a lot of these can be used for awesome things, like some lower the target's accessibility to their moves. They won't be able to hit you as easily because
those
shiny.
Those are banned from meta.
Oh, are they?
No accuracy, reducing moves, nothing like double team, no sand attack, none of that. That's all banned from meta. It's just supposed to be a slug between two Pokemon.
Definitely. I think that it has to be banned because, I mean, how often does a battle with a Pidgey turn into double team and or a sand attack or whatever it does? And it's just like, come on, I just need to kill you already. You're so stupid.
I had a battle like that the other day. It was online. I'm like, stop using these attacks! Seriously, these are banned from meta for a reason! Fortunately,
oh, yeah.
I eventually
won. People on the PSS are not going to follow meta rules. They're just going to do what they want.
Yeah,
they always will.
I did win, though, so...
Good
I
on you.
It. I got through.
And let me guess, they were using legendaries.
No, it was, like, Pidgeot and Greninja, and I just was like, yeah, bye.
I get you. All right, cool. So, walking more around Cormorant City, you will find a man in a house who gives you a silk scarf to apologize for his wife's rudeness. Basically, she's a pika, and she's like, what are you doing here? I don't like you. And then he's just like, oh, take this scarf, and then we'll be good, right? Okay, see you. Silk scarf ups the power of normal type moves. Those are pretty type, common types of moves. That helps anyone who's a really big fan of normal types. And yes. That's all good and fun for people who are really into that stuff. I'm going to say no comment there. A random fisherman gives you a new rod, pretty close to when you got your original rod, your old rod. So I find that always happens in every single Pokemon game in general, that you will always get your first rod and then your second rod pretty close to each other. But then your super rod usually takes a while to come around.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I didn't bother using this rod. I've caught my team, like, I'm set, like, you know, Lapras was the last change I made. Devin, are you going to go surfing around and, or just, you know, obviously using your rod on the shore to catch a really super awesome water type?
I haven't really done much fishing in general. I tried to fish for, like, a Magikarp, so I assumed old rod would work, but all I found were love discs, so I was like, nah, I'm done. I'll just surf around to find water Pokemon for now.
Your love disc is not having a lot of love right now. Like, a lot of people are randomly, like, bringing it out of the grave to, like, rack on it. It's strange. I don't understand. Do you guys notice that too?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk terribly about it. Just, I don't know. It just came up.
It did. And you know what, Saman? I'm thinking of Brizzy Voices, who recently did, wasn't it, like, the five worst Pokemon ever, and Love Disc was on there. And I think that she might have had something to do just to, like, you know, get that kindled. And I remember IGN also did an article about the worst Pokemon ever, ironically, with Love Disc on it. Maybe they got the idea from Brizzy Voices. I don't know. So
well, it is really bad. It's like, its base stat total is like that of a non-evolved Pokemon, but it does not evolve. And it's like, why do you exist? Why do you not evolve into a Lomamola? Seriously, give this thing an evolution.
Yeah, Alolan would have been a great evolution for that, but I guess they just didn't think that hard about it, huh? Sweet. Okay, so if you take a quiz, it's actually a legitimate quiz for once, from a lady, she gives you TM63 Embargo. You can return, well, that's what I got for my first day.
That's not what I get.
Right, you can return every day for another quiz, I'm assuming until you get all of the TMs.
Yeah, until you get all four.
Right, exactly. And I didn't think to write down all of the TMs that she was describing, because I thought that it was just a one-shot deal and that you had to get just Embargo from her. So I don't know the other ones you can get from her. Sorry.
There's Confide. There's, I think, Trick Room. And I don't remember the fourth.
How do you even remember those other ones? Wasn't that like forever ago? Like, you've beaten the game a while ago.
I know. I just have a memory that's really good. That's all.
Seriously, use it to your advantage. That's nice. Sweet. So a game director is in the hotel, and he wants you to show him his Pokédex as soon as you've filled it all the way up. Typical for any game that's always been around. And I wonder what he gives you this time around. Anyone know so far that's beaten the game? Don't tell me, actually. That's bad. We're not there yet in the game.
I was going to say, you're going to let him spoil it, like, Legendary Birds is bad?
Definitely not.
Yeah,
no.
I was about to be like, do you really want to know? Because I've heard about it from the internet, because I personally haven't filled it, but I heard from the internet what the prize is. So.
No need to tell me. That was a total mishap on my part. No. Definitely not. You must ride the monorail to get from the first part of town to the Poké Center in gym part of town. When you go into the train station, suddenly everything happens. Basically, they're like, develop all of the plot. So Sycamore, and who is the professor of the generation, and Diantha, who is that mysterious movie star, are inside of the train station discussing why Mega Evolution is only in existence in the Kalos region. Also, they note that it seems that they only happen when a trainer has a strong bond with their Pokemon. Aw, isn't that cute? Okay, so basically they're like setting up the anime at that point, because the games will always allow you to Mega Evolve, regardless if the Pokemon is just car or whatever is going on. That's for real. Yeah. Like, they're not going to stop that. And if they did, that'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting mechanic, but I know for sure that that's not real or anything.
Oh, it's not like that at all. I've raised a few Megas, and they've been, like, straight out of the eggs, straight up from Wonder Trade, and it's like, yeah, there's, like, no bond between us, and you can still Mega Evolve.
For real, yeah. It's kind of funny that Sycamore's... Well, it's not, because he's the professor, and everyone always just looks up to the professor, and... It was just funny that the professor in this generation was just like, you have to love everything to make this Mega Evolution. And usually that kind of stuff is legitimate when they say that, when it's so important, but this gen, it wasn't. So,
yeah.
Bad on you, Sycamore. You don't know what you're talking about. We know more than you.
Yeah.
It's usually pretty casual, pretty usual for everyone that we have in the Pokemon games. We always know more than they do. We're like 10 steps ahead where they think their plot's developing or whatever mechanic they just came up with. When, like, for instance, when those Sycamore scientists were like, did you know that fairy type exists? And you're like, even if I didn't, like, go online for the past year and I didn't see fairy type exists, I just encountered, like, 5. I had, like, a Flamethrower right in this grass. What are you talking about? Jeez, yeah, so it's like, get with the picture. Hello. And as the two notice you... Sycamore gives you HM02 Fly. Random. Like I said, like just like how you get Surf is just random. Like, where do you guys acquire these things? They're one of a kind, and you're just like, you know what? Like, I don't need it. I don't know. You're just like, yeah, I just, whatever, take it. It's just an HM.
Well, and I'm like, sure that's they're kind not of an important thing. One of a kind.
What?
They're not actually one of a kind, but it's like you can only have one per trainer, so it's like they probably have like multiple, and they just give them out to different trainers. One for you, one for you, one for you, kind of thing.
I'd like to say that Sycamore, this is getting pretty bad right here, Sycamore is Serena's sugar daddy. That's where she got her surf. Because it's just...
Wow. Oh my gosh! Because
I'm seeing kind of a connection, because they both had the ZHMs, and they gave them to you really close to each other. And they didn't, like, physically interact. They didn't, like, talk or anything, which is kind of odd, right? You think they would. But they're, like, right in the same town at the same time. So it's like they have to purposely avoid each other in public. Sycamore's weird. Cheating on your mom with Serena. How horrible.
Jesus.
They don't call him, like, Dreamy for nothing.
Yeah, what a player.
He is definitely. He's a Pokemon player.
Oh, gosh.
So Diantha notices you also. She promises you a battle the next time you see her. Ooh, so that is exhilarating. The mysterious trainer jumping around from town to town will let you see her Pokemon. If she was battling on my side, everyone knows that I would be killing every single one of her Pokemon to see what she has going on. Naturally. I still do that for no matter... I don't even care if I've just used this person for a double battle. I need to still kill all their Pokemon. Because it just adds, like, a fun extra task. I'm like, ooh, can I still win this double battle if I kill my friends and stuff? And if we're all working against them, like, sometimes the computers just, like, realize what I'm doing. I swear. And, like, my opponents will be like, yeah, we're not going to hurt you because you're on our team right now. We're just going to all kill Serena or something.
That'd be funny if they started attacking you. Your own ally.
They usually tend. I think it's not for real. It's just a coincidence. But they usually tend to go for the person I'm attacking. I swear, it's really funny. Everyone's just like ganging up on them, and they're like, "I'm just trying to fight on your side." I'm like, "Too bad."
If Pokemon ever has like a full on multiplayer, I'm not partnering with Mitch.
Yeah,
me neither.
Yeah, we'll be in a separate server. No thanks. Not playing with Mitch.
Okay, so another end of the monorail, past the whole encounter with Sycamore and Diantha, a random man gives you the item Metronome. Once again, Ariel, we're going to go to you for how this works in meta, because to me this seems like it would be golden if it's not already banned.
It It's used in what's called metronome battles, where essentially the only thing you use is metronome, and it's like completely random, completely up to luck. Otherwise, it's not used in the meta.
So basically, you're using the move metronome with the item metronome to make whatever moves you're using, as random as they are in metronome, come back every time. Stronger.
Oh, no, no, no. I thought you meant the TM. Oh, I don't know. But
No. Well, no, I wasn't being clear. I mean, because it gets confusing. It's weird that they did that, right? Like, they didn't really, like, make a designation between the names or anything. Like, they could have called them something different. I don't know.
I don't know what they could have called them. Different in Japanese. No.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that that was, once again, let's say it's a dub error from, like, you know, how I was talking about the anime has dub errors. Well, I think that's what happened with this this bit right here.
So if you sync, like, say, metronome, that item with, like, Lucario's power-up punch, they stack on top of
each other. Dominate.
Okay.
Yeah, you would get the metronome boost, and you would get the attack boost from using power-up punch. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure that would actually be a viable strategy.
Totally. Yep, so that's a pretty good strategy. And like I said, Ariel, if it's not banned for meta, I'm kind of shocked that it's not, because it seems like a cheap way to win with a power-up punch or something like that.
Well, you have to be consistent, that's the thing. And then that adds to you being predictable. And then somebody like switches in a Pokemon that has like water absorb if you're using a water move, or sap center if you're using a grass-type move. So it kind of adds to... predictability, so I don't see it used very often.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense to me. And right off the bat, you can go have your Serena battle right before you go in what looks like a cave entrance to the gym. And it doesn't happen up until like one step before you get into the cave too, so it's not like you're going to accidentally do it as you're like going around to get to the Pokemon Center or anything. And the Serena battle was so atypical. It was very similar to the last one that we had. I think she had one more Pokemon this time around, but I know that she was using her Breaks In still. And this thing, it's funny, I wrote in my show notes that the battle was nothing to shake a stick at, and now Breaks In's holding a stick too, because that's the way Fennekin rolls.
For me, it was Frogadier, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that depends obviously on who your starters were that you chose originally. So yeah, it's kind of funny that Serena's just kind of not amping up the game yet, and maybe they're like, oh, well, we got to soften them. We can't like, go too hard on them in the beginning, because, like, they're about to, like, go play a gym. And I'm like, well, there's a Pokemon Center right there. I'm just going to go heal before I enter the gym. I'm not stupid. And personally, I was really happy that I healed, because it was an extensive gym, not in necessarily the trainers, but just, like, in the puzzle, because you had to just choose left or right, basically, which way you were going to go. And it got pretty frustrating, because if you wanted to escape quickly, you probably couldn't have. Like, there was no easy way to, like, go from point A to point B really easily. So I wasn't a really big fan of that. But I am basically, I knew going in that I was going to do a long haul. Were you two, Devin? You're just like, all right, here we go. We've got this.
Yeah, I went in and I fought against a couple trainers and I got poisoned real bad. I was like, sweet, I don't have any antidote. So I had to make the trek back, and it sucks. Because then you get lost on your way back as you're going up anyways.
It's a bit unfortunate to have to like go from the beginning all over again if you have to heal. So I'm just going to hope that in the future you guys are a little bit smarter before you enter your gyms, because they seem to basically be catching on that everyone's going to want to heal. So they're going to make it either impossible or really difficult for you to do that. So basically add in your super potions or your hyper potions at this point or whatever, and get a couple of revives and just suck it up. So this was a grass type gym that had vines to swing from one area to another. This was shown in the first ever trailer for Pokemon X and Y, the infamous glitch where the male protagonist's sunglasses get caught behind him. Is that clip is also obviously from this gym, like we're talking about. And so that's fun, and I got to have that moment too. My glasses didn't stay behind. It'd be funny. But it was fun to just swing on that rope and like go back in time and think about when we first thought of XY being announced. That was kind of sweet. I liked that moment. The trainers here, I was just kind of ripping through. I had Lapras, like I said, so I was ice beaming all of the things, and I was just hoping for a jump bluff, because I was like, ooh, four-time weakness. and you get all the way up to the elderly man named Ramos, who was a super breeze because he had nothing to surprise you with, basically. He,
yeah.
Oh, he probably could have used...
This is, like, the easiest gym
for definitely. Me. Like, for instance, if he used Roserade, maybe it's too early for him to use Roserade, but if he used Roserade, I would have appreciated it. It would have been a little more difficult. That thing has some beef to it. It could definitely, you know, survive a hit or two, but... Yeah, he was his main Pokemon was a Skiddo. That was like his anti card, and I was just like, all right, it's kind of gimmicky because that's like the main new grass type in this.
It's Go-Goat.
Oh yeah, Go-Goat because it's evolved, right? But yeah. And I get that that's supposed to be like a gimmick, kind of because it's like, oh, that's the new grass type that's featured in Gen 6 because we only have one because we kind of got lazy and only made like 60 Pokemon or something. but it, I was just like, no, you could have had like such a stronger anti card up here. If it's almost like they feel the need, though, to go with the Gen 6 Pokemon for the gym leaders to make them have their anti-card, like, really super-duper special.
Yeah.
But this thing didn't. This Go-Go was just, like, I ripped through. I think, I mean, Simon, I'm sure you did too, right?
Yeah, I had Charizard X by that point, so...
No!
I had Delphox by that point, so I just went through everything.
Devin, who are you using in all this gym?
I had Charizard and I had Lapras that I stuck with.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
And I have Charizard Y, so its power, its fire attacks are even more. It's just destroyed.
Gosh. Oh, God.
Mm. But he had a lot for that chlorophyll. That's the thing.
But why didn't he just have a victory bell? Why does he have to have a weeping bell? Like, that to me made no sense. He has a jump bluff, but he can't have a victory bell.
No, he doesn't. Oh, you know what? That's a good point. We should talk about the shiny that you just found, Ariel, because called it something special from what it looks like. So go ahead and tell us about it.
So, yeah, it's just, like, the other day I was just spamming Sweet Scent on the grass, and then all of a sudden, what do I see? A shiny Weeping Bell, and I'm just like, oh, my God! And I'm just, like, freaking out because it's like, okay, I need to catch this thing. I need to make sure I don't hit the one I want to catch because it was a horde, so I was like, kill this one, kill this one, kill this one, kill this one, then catch that one, so.
Oh, that's funny. So why'd you nickname it what you did?
Because the evolution has a blue lip, and I decided, well, it's Bell anyways, Weeping Bell, so Blue Bell.
Sweet, I like that. That's really sweet, I like that. And it does look really unique with its blue lip, I gotta admit.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's not like one of those boring shinies like Togepi or Garchomp.
What does Togepi's look like? I don't remember off the top of my head.
It's like, they're slightly darker, and I think their little triangle things are, the colors are reversed.
That's and Garchomp, really you can't even, like, really tell the difference.
Yeah, it's like a shade darker for Garchomp.
I feel like catching a shiny Garchomp, well, hatching one, you're not catching one at that point, my God, because, I mean, who's crazy enough to do that? But hatching one, you probably couldn't even tell the difference. You might, like, miss it, you know? You might have to, like, check the status of every single one and look for that little, like, shiny thing that happens, that star, I think, that marks that they're shiny, right? Isn't there that, Ariel?
Yeah, but it's like Gible. You would get a Gible, and that looks pretty cool. It's like, okay, you got Gible. That looks pretty cool. Gabite looks okay. And then suddenly, what is this? This doesn't look like a shiny at all. For Garchomp.
Oh, what does Gible look like? Well, that's easy.
It's like a light blue. Like light blue instead of that.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before. Interesting. All right, so there was just one news story that I wanted to mention. There is rumblings of one game and another was confirmed. There was another Tro-Z game, and this one is coming out for the 3DS system. And Tro-Z, if anyone is not familiar, are the puzzle games where you match up and those games are so typical. It's like Bejeweled-ish, basically. Mm-hmm. So that is in development, and that's confirmed to be in development. But the other game that's coming out is like this weird Pikachu mystery game that no one really knows anything about.
Yeah,
it's like you make really weird faces, almost like a Pokemon to me, but Pikachu copies you, and it's creepy because it doesn't like... it looks super strange. And I don't know how that relates to being a mystery, but apparently you make a funny face and Pikachu's going to, like, solve the mystery. I mean, is this Hey You Pikachu we've all wanted, guys? Is this it?
I don't know. I think it might be, yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, there's, like, this part about Simone, a magnifying glass, and I think that's the mystery part, but other than that, no, I don't have any idea what's going on here. It's like...
No. It's just confusing. It absolutely is. Simon, are you excited for this? Because I know you're a big fan of Hey You Pikachu.
Really? Not really.
Well, you're such a big fan of Pikachu, so I figured you'd love Hey You Pikachu, because that's, like, so fun just to, like, talk to your one and only Pokemon. Like, if they made a Hey You Lapras, there we go. Hey You Lapras, flop around on the ground some more!
I'm not so sure I'd take my love of Pikachu that far.
Yeah.
But, man, Pokemon to me has perks, man. It does.
Definitely. And also, I forgot about this news story, because it's not really a news story. It's kind of just like another weird rumor thing. There are three legendaries or some new type of Pokemon or something.
Mythicals.
Are they typicals?
Mythical.
Mythicals? I think they call them typicals.
Yeah, like that's what they call the event Pokemon, mythical.
Okay. So, yeah, they they're hacked in or something. They're like within the game code, and someone was able to, I think, find it by doing the GTS, typing in the names or something, like for some reason, and they knew the name too, into the GTS for a trade, and then they confirmed that those are Pokemon that you can get or something, and then they hacked it into their games and their screenshots out, and I don't know if they're legitimate or not. I don't know, like they look legitimate, but...
They look legitimate, but I can't really tell if they're real or not until we actually get the actual Pokemon, but...
No, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense that there's more legendaries, because we've already talked about how there's only three legendaries in Pokemon XY, and that's kind of strange. So, I think I like to believe that they're definitely going to be doing something with those hacked-in legendaries. Okay, so that is all we have for episode 34 of PokeChat, our fifth live XY playthrough. If you'd like to join us for our next live episode, we will be airing live on this upcoming Wednesday at 7 p.m. We love seeing live viewers. It makes us feel like we're not just talking to ourselves, so hey, it's always nice to know that. And, other than that, that's all we have for episode 34 of PokeChat. Everyone say goodbye, and we will catch you later.
Bye!